请我们一起来默祷。
Let us bow our heads and
pray. Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始最后一节的祷告会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our last prayer session.
唱诗358。
Let us sing hymn 358.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在祷告之前，我们最后来查考哥罗西书。
Before our prayer session, let us lastly learn the book of Colossians.
在哥罗西书第四章里面有两个祷告。
In the book of Colossians, there are two types of prayers.
第四章。
In chapter 4, there are two types of prayers.
我们进入祷告之这个这两个祷告之前，先我们来看第第五节。
Let us look at verse 5 and verse 6.Verse 5, be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Verse 6, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
这个在讲我们的社会生活。
This talks about our livelihood in a society.
他说要用智慧跟外人来交往。
It says here, be wise in the way you act with towards outsiders.
我们常常有一个印象，基督徒如果一直讲让步，一直讲美德，怎么能够在这个社会存活？
And we often have a mistake, or misimpression that if we keep letting others win, and we keep letting others take opportunity of us, then how can we survive in the society?
主耶稣说，我猜你们好像羊进入狼群。
Jesus says that I send you as in like a sheep going into the wolf pack.
好像这个是没有办法存活的。
It's as if no one can survive in this condition.
羊进入狼群。
A sheep going into a wolf pack.
但是他说，你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。
But Jesus says that you have to be as gentle as doves, but you have to be as crafty as snakes.
这个灵巧像蛇就是智慧。
Be crafty as snake means wisdom.
但是这个智慧要加上驯良像鸽子。
But with this wisdom, we should also be as gentle and as meek as dove.
如果没有强调驯良像鸽子，我们的智慧会变成诡诈。
If we do not emphasize that we need to be meek and gentle as a dove, then we will start become very cunning.
所以这个智慧要用驯良，要很蠢，像鸽子。
But so with this wisdom, we need to have purity, and we need to have also this kindness.
你看主耶稣活在地上，好多人要抓他的把柄。
When Jesus was living on this earth, many people wanted to capture if to see if he would make any mistakes.
那主耶稣好像蛇在那个盘子上爬来去，爬来爬去。
And Jesus is just like a snake, and he would crawl around the crevices.
非常有智慧。
He's full of wisdom.
所以他没有被抓到把柄。
So no one can say anything bad of him.
因为他很灵巧。
Because he is a crafty.
所以这里讲说要用智慧跟外人交往，就是主耶稣那种灵巧。
So here it says that we have to be wise in the way that we act towards outsiders, so we have to be just like Jesus.
如果主耶稣能够在当时文士法利赛人当中存活，我们也有办法在这个世界上存活。
If Jesus is able to survive amongst the Pharisees, then of course we can survive in the midst of the society.
但是我们需要主耶稣的灵巧。
But we need to be as wise as Jesus.
第一句话中文翻译说要爱惜光阴啊。
And the first phrase is that we need to be to take hold of every opportunity.
这个也可以指的时间啊。
And this means time.
神给我们时间就有 every opportunity, 就有机会啊。
When God gives us a time, He gives us time, which is every opportunity.
没有时间就没有机会了。
There's no time, then there's no opportunity.
所以这也告诉我们要把握神给我们的时间。
So we have to grasp hold of every opportunity God gives us.
把时间做最大的利用。
So we have to utilize our time wisely.
那外邦人在用时间呢，常常是在神看起来是没有价值的。
When the outsiders, when they utilize their time, it seems it's not valuable or meaningful.
我们用时间呢，要有主的智慧。
When we use our time, we have to have the wisdom of the Lord.
能够荣耀神，能够造就人。
So we could edify other people and glorify God.
第六节说我们的言语要柔和。
In verse 6 is that we have to be always full of grace.
英文翻得比较好 ，grace 啊，就是言语要带着恩典。
And that is whatever we say, we need to carry it with grace.
那就会给人安慰。
So that people will be comforted.
你看啊，路德记里面在讲那个路德。
If we look in the book of Ruth and if we look at the character of Ruth,
路德是一个寡妇。
Ruth was a widow.
很孤单。
She was lonely.
生活没有依靠。
And she had no reliance in her life.
路德遇到波阿斯。
Ruth met Boaz.
波阿斯讲很多的好话。
And Boaz said many good things to her.
这个叫做恩言。
And this is grace, words of grace.
这是我们一个榜样，我们讲话要带有恩言、恩典。
And this is a good example for us, saying that we have to carry our words with grace.
让别人听到，得到好处，得到安慰。
So that when other people hear what we say, they are comforted and they feel good.
下面说，用盐调和。
And next is season with salt.
就好像我们在吃东西没有放盐，你马上会感觉得到。
Just as when we eat something without salt, then we immediately know.
放了盐，味道就很好。
And when we have salt, then it's seasoned just correctly.
所以带着和气这样来讲话，让可以听到人得到好处。
So that that if we our words are full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that everyone know how to. Well, we benefit from this.
12节
Verse 12.
有你们那里的人做基督仆人的以巴佛问你们的安，他在祷告间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在一切神的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立得稳。这里在讲以巴佛的祷告。
Here talks about the prayer of Epaphras.
为你们竭力的祈求。
And here says he is wrestling in prayer for you.
求什么
？What?
你们在一切神的旨意上得以完全。
So that you may stand firm in all the will of God.
那什么意思
？What does this mean?
就是明白神的旨意，而且能够坚持的站在神的旨意里面。
It is to understand the will of God and to be able to stand firm in God's will.
我们人生有几个重大的决定会影响你一生。
There's some milestones in our life that will influence our lives.
第一个
，First，
你要到哪里读书
？Where you Well, go to study.
你要读什么
？And what you want to study?
是第一个。
That's first one.
第二个。
Second.
你要在哪里上班
？Where will you work?
第三个。
Third.
你要住在哪里
？Where you will live?
第四个。
Fourth.
你要跟谁结婚
？Who will you marry?
这是人生四个重大决定。
These are the four important things in your life that you have to consider.
如果这个决定合神的旨意
If these four decisions is accordance with God's will,
你可以看到人生的结局是好的
Then you will see that the ending of your life is good.
但是这里面如果有一个决定是错误的
But if one of these decisions is bad,
很可能所造成的后果是一生的不幸
The consequence at the end of your life is you will have a bad life for the rest of your life.
但是，所以我们在这个几件事情上要完全明白神的旨意。
So in these things, we have to truly understand the will of God.
虽然我们有理想
，although we do have our aspirations.
但是，我们能够明白明天吗
？But will we understand and know tomorrow?
我们能够控制明天吗
？Will we be able to control tomorrow?
没有办法了。
We can't.
所以我们有理想，但是要加上我们的理想要跟神的旨意一样。
We have our goals and aspirations, but they have to be in accordance with the will of God.
如果你的理想跟神的旨意一样，你就放心。
You can rest assured if your goals and your aspirations are in accordance with God's will.
如果我们的理想跟神的旨意不一样
，If it is in discordance with God's will,
要修改我们的理想。
Then we need to correct, or we need to.Correct, yeah, our aspirations.
那这四件事情如果完全明白神的旨意，一生一定是好结果。
And in all these four things, if we truly understand the will of God, then the rest of our life will be smooth sailing.
我们现在看到很多人失去了信仰，或是子女信仰啊，就失去了，常常是这个四个决定影响。
And we see that many people they lose their faith, or that their children, The children's faith have been lost because of one of these decisions.
所以要在神的旨意上完全。
So we need to have perfection or understand the perfect will of God.
一旦明白神的旨意，信心充足，站得稳。
And once we understand the will of God, we have to stand firm in our faith.
走在神的旨意里面，神替你负责。
We have to walk in the will of God. So for whatever our life will be, God will be responsible.
我们走在自己的理想里面，自己负责。
If we walk in our own goals, then we have to be responsible for the consequence.
所以到底哪一个比较好？
So which one is better?
所以一旦你确定这是神的旨意，信心充足，坚持到底。
Once you are sure of that is God's will, then you have to have full faith to walk in this.
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
这第二节是非常重要的祷告。
Verse 2 is a very important prayer.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第二节开始。
Let's start from verse 2.
你们恒切祷告在此警醒感恩第三节。
Verse 3.
要为我们祷告求神给我们开传道的门得以讲基督的奥秘第四节。
Verse 4.
叫我能够说该说的话将这个奥秘发明出来。求神给我们开传道的门。
We ask God to open a door for proclaiming His message.
门没有打开来，道理传不出去。
If the door is not open, then the message cannot be proclaimed.
那这个门要借着祷告把它打开来。
And this door will be opened through prayers.
这是每一个人可以做的圣工。
And this is someone that everyone can do as a holy work.
1995年呢，我们教会传到莫斯科。
In 1995, our church reached Moscow.
其实以前也试过好几次。
Previously, we've attempted many times.
1994年。
In 1994.
透过一个信徒的安排。
And through arrangement of one of the members.
联总派两个工人去。
And the International Assembly sent two workers there.
翻译的找好了。
They found an interpreter.
住的找好了。
And they found a place to stay.
车子找好了。
And they've arranged for a car.
什么都预备好了。
Everything has been prepared.
但是到了莫斯科大概两天三天没有工作做。
But after arriving there for a second day, third day, there was no work to do.
我就回来了。
So came back.
后来到1995年。
Until 1995.
纽约有一个信徒到莫斯科做生意。
There's a member from New York who went to Moscow to do business.
他把录音带我们教会的传单带过去发。
And he brought our church pamphlets and flyers and also tapes to Moscow and was passing it out.
有几个基督徒很有兴趣，他说我们想要听基督真耶稣教会的道理。
And some Christians there, they were very interested, so they wanted to come and gather and listen.
在连总在派工人过去。
And later the IA they send more holy workers there.
那我就请整个美国教会为这件事情祷告。
So at that time, the whole U.S. churches were praying for this matter.
那一个华人本来说要接待我们教会传道了，他打电话问他们的牧师。
And at that time, the person who was supposed to greet our preacher, and he called his own preacher.
他的牧师跟他讲，真耶稣教会是异端。
And his pastor told him that True Jesus Church is a heresy.
所以那个基督徒啊，他打电话给我们教导说，我没有办法接待你。
And so that Christian ended up not willing to be hospitable towards our pastor.
我们教会的工人说，我机票买好了，没有这样没有关系，你把我从飞机场就带到华人最多的旅馆，你就可以走。
And so our pastor said, that's fine. Just bring me, just take me to where there's most, there's more Asian community. And then just drop me off there.
后来真的他就来把他载到一个饭店叫做北京饭店。
And so later he dropped him off at this hotel called Beijing Hotel.
他说那个工人啊在哪里布道，在 hotel 的拉比。
So that holy worker started preaching in the lobby area of Beijing Hotel.
一家一家敲门啊，今天晚上布道会哪里 ？Lobby.
So he would knock on each door and tell the people to come and listen to the evangelical service.
就是在、
at the lobby area.
Yeah. 布道完了要祷告。
And after the evangelical service, everyone's going to pray.
奉主耶稣圣名，只有他一个祷告。
And he was the only one who said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray."
大家觉得，这个祷告怎么这么不一样
？And everyone felt it was strange why this prayer was very different.
但里面有一个受感动。
But there was one person who was very moved.
也请我们教会工人去他的房间讲给他听。
And invited our church worker to his room to tell him more.
祷告得圣灵。
And he prayed and he received the Holy Spirit.
这就是一片小云啊。
And it's as if this cloud has just passed.
好像那以利亚祷告一片小云。
Just as after Elijah prayer, there's a cloud that passed by.
那以后就是这好多人得圣灵。
And later after that, many people received the Holy Spirit.
就是因为好多人为着这一件事情代祷。
Because many people, they prayer, they supplicated for this event.
所以我们要常常为着教会的宣道工作祷告。
So we really have to pray hard for the proclaim of our message, our church.
求神开传道的门。
We ask Jesus to open the door of salvation, of gospel.
我们祷告感动了神，神把这个门打开来，传福音就很简单了。
We pray to God and move God, so God will open this door for us.
所以我们现在一起来祷告，大概半个钟头。
So let us pray for half an hour.
我们一起到前面来，我们那请 we ask all the minister to lay hand, 我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.